Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
You know that feeling when you go to a training session and you've worn a couple too many layers and start overheating? Or you've eaten too much for dinner and you can feel it bouncing around in your stomach? Or your head is just full from the day at school or work and you can't concentrate? Things that hinder you from training to the best of your ability. Last week, we saw that the Christian sports person is on the track, running the race of life. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And wherever you are on your journey, the book of Hebrews is written to encourage Christians to not give up. How do we do that? Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. As well as looking around at the faithful witnesses who have gone before us, things now get personal. We are told to look down. Look down at ourselves and throw off two things. Firstly, everything that hinders. Something that hinders isn't necessarily a bad thing in itself, but it is something that holds you back, slows down your progress, and stops you moving freely. Imagine running the London Marathon in an inflatable dinosaur costume, dressed as a Christmas tree, or with a fridge strapped to your back, as some competitors did in this year's event. What is hindering you running your race of life? Maybe it's devoting too much time to something, overworking, what you watch or listen to, unhealthy relationships, not being part of a Christian community. Maybe even sport has become all-consuming, where you're finding your identity in your performance rather than as a child of God. The second thing we are called to throw off is the sin that so easily entangles. Things which pull us away from God and the way he designed us to live and flourish. Things that put our worldly desires before God's desires and cause us to stumble. Sins can look appealing and fulfilling in the moment, but ultimately trip us up and stop us living for Jesus and take away our joy. What are the sins that are in danger of entangling you? Getting caught up in gossip in the changing room? Having more to drink than you'd planned after the game and feeling out of control? Using bad language to fit in with the rest of the team? Knowingly cheat to gain an unfair advantage? What are we urged to do with our sin and hindrances? But certainly not passive. Throw them off. Cast them away. Do everything you can to get rid of them. Do it. Because this really matters. Wonderfully, this isn't something you have to do on your own. If you are a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit living within you. Your ultimate desires have been transformed to now live for God and not yourself. And you have the power to fight the temptation to sin and say no to the things that hinder you. There will be times we give in and we get it wrong. Praise God that Jesus is our great high priest who was tempted in every way but did not sin. More than that, he died for our sin on the cross so that we can receive his amazing grace. Now, as you go into this game day, throw off everything that is slowing you down and causing you to stumble so that you can run your race with joy and freedom. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that you love me so much that you sent Jesus to earth to die on the cross for my sin. Please help me with the help of the Holy Spirit to actively throw off everything that is hindering me living as a Christian and the sin that is entangling me. Help me to know the joy of living for you today. In your name I pray. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your club or team. Pray that God will open a door for his message and that others in your sport would hear and respond to the good news of Jesus for themselves.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.